Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1243, Your Inner Saboteur and the Pain of Ignoring Its Messages, by Lisa Jeffs of lisajeffs.com. And I am Dan, I am your host, and I'm with you every single day reading posts from some of the best work-life blogs around. So without further ado on this Sunday, let's get right to our post and optimize your life. Your Inner Saboteur and the Pain of Ignoring Its Messages, by Lisa Jeffs of lisajeffs.com. Sarah was a powerful woman with big dreams. She imagined herself conquering her goals. She had plans of launching her own business or writing a best-selling novel. Yet as days turned into years, she remained rooted in the same spot. The dreams were vibrant, but the path toward them became shadowed. Her inner saboteur lurked in the shadows, casting doubts and magnifying fears. Just like Sarah, many of us have an internal narrative that holds us back, and if this narrative feels all too familiar, it may be a call to seek help. Staying stuck isn't just uncomfortable, it comes with a colossal price tag, including lost impact, income, and most importantly, lost years. Understanding the shadow self-saboteur. The concept of self-sabotage isn't new. Historically, countless talented individuals have been their own worst enemies. This destructive force is often referred to as the shadow self, a term coined by Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung. The shadow self houses our deepest fears, insecurities, and suppressed feelings. It's that voice in your head that says, "You're not good enough," or "Why bother when there are so many better than you?" For Sarah, her shadow self reminded her of past failures. Whenever she contemplated starting her business, it would whisper, "Remember when you failed in college? This will be no different." And so, despite her capabilities and aspirations, Sarah remained stuck. The high cost of staying stuck. There's a tangible cost to not pursuing our dreams or passions. It's not just about missed opportunities or the monetary benefits that might have come with success. The true cost is the weight of regret, the erosion of self-worth, and the stifling of personal growth. Imagine investing years in a job you loathe only to wonder what could have been if you'd followed your passion, or staying in relationships that dim your spirit because your inner saboteur convinced you you weren't worthy of better. With every year that passes, the price tag on these missed opportunities increases, adding layers of regret and what-ifs. The power of seeking help. The first step to disempowering our shadow self-saboteur is to recognize its existence. Acceptance is key. However, acceptance alone isn't enough. This is where seeking external help becomes crucial. For many, the idea of seeking help, whether from a mentor, therapist, or coach, may feel like an admission of weakness. But in reality, it's an assertion of strength. It's a declaration that you value yourself enough to invest in your growth and well-being. A professional can provide tools and strategies to navigate through the maze of self-doubt. They can offer a fresh perspective, free from the biases that often cloud our judgment. They act as mirrors, reflecting our potential and guiding us toward a path of self-realization. Sarah's turning point. For Sarah, the turning point came at a chance meeting with a life coach at a workshop. Listening to others share their stories of transformation, she realized she wasn't alone in her struggles. In fact, many were experiencing resistance to their work. Inspired, she decided to work with the coach. Over each session, Sarah learned to differentiate between her authentic self and the voice of her inner saboteur. She learned how the saboteur was really trying to protect her, and when she was able to understand that, she was able to start the healing journey. She began setting small goals, celebrating her wins, and learning from her failures. As weeks turned into months, Sarah's confidence grew, and so did her excitement and ability to take action. The shadows that once seemed impenetrable started to dissipate, and Sarah began doing the work she was called to do. Today, Sarah runs a thriving online design business, and while challenges still arise, she's equipped to face them without succumbing to self-doubt. Final thoughts. As frustrating as it can be, the inner saboteur isn't making itself known to torture you. It's there to protect you. The problem is, what it's trying to protect you from is rarely a real threat. What makes the sabotage challenging to overcome is the blind spots that are often present. You must get honest with yourself and commit to doing the work if you want to make significant growth forward. The cost of staying stuck is a debt that compounds with time. As the adage goes, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Sarah's transformation wasn't just about confronting her inner saboteur. It was about recognizing its origins, understanding its purpose, and ultimately redirecting its energy to fuel her ambitions. By acknowledging and healing the wounds of her past, she unlocked a future of limitless potential. However, as with any journey, the path to self-discovery and growth isn't one to be walked alone. The wisdom of those who have walked before us, combined with the tools they can offer, can be the guiding light we all need. You just listened to the post titled, Your Inner Saboteur and the Pain of Ignoring Its Messages, by Lisa Jeffs of lisajeffs.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks so much to Lisa for letting us share her work here on OWD. Lisa Jeffs is an intuitive life coach and entrepreneur coach from Toronto who serves clients all over the globe. Lisa helps entrepreneurs, leaders, visionaries, and experts discover and live their greatest life's purpose. She's been featured in publications such as Thrive Global, Tiny Buddha, YFS Magazine, and Awesomeness TV. And she lives in Toronto with her creative teenager and rambunctious tortoise. And for more great articles and content from her, just check out her website at lisajeffs.com. But that's going to wrap up our episode today. I do hope you enjoyed this post from Lisa and that you'll be back again with me tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.